If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I can't stop talking about this media bracket. I just can't, Bob. We have a 16-1 upset. Rob King has nearly 70% of the vote on Dayon with a day left. Who saw this one coming? Not me. Well,
Rob should not be a 16 seed. He's been around too long. He does such a fantastic job. So I think that's a...
I'm telling you right now, if I was Dayon, I would petition Joey Bag of Donuts. How do you get matched up against Rob King in the first round as a 1 versus a 16? Donnie Football making a dramatic comeback against Benzi. I told Donnie that I saw a clear path for him if he survives round one. And he said Benzi's a warrior. He doesn't know if he gets out of round one, Bob.
Missy texted me and said, I'm voting for Joe. Let him know.
I have zero chance. First of all, she's really good at what she does. And she's a
really
wonderful
nice person.
Yeah,
she's involved in a lot of stuff over there. So that's a tough matchup. For you.
Well, listen, I'm not counting Jerry DePaula out here. Yeah, I'm ahead 70-20 at half, but
yes,
Jerry's been known to make comebacks. I just want to get to the next round, Bob. It's survive and advance at this point. Limits, there's some unbelievable 50-50 matchups happening now. Hathorne, who's he matched up against?
Ray.
Against Ray Fittipaldo. The nice guy matchup is at 50-50.
Wow.
Where else would it be? Neither one really wants to win. They want the other guy to win.
Just pure kindness, hubbub.
Pure kindness,
yeah,
Bob.
I mean, that is as good of a matchup as you can get, and it's one of those.
Imagine
you don't
the handshake
want
in that
to lose.
One, Bob.
You
the sportsmanship. It's going to be the sportsmanship will be off the charts in that one, right?
Incredible. We'll go through the line twice to shake hands.
what's an update for you, Austin? Are you up to 4? Are you over 40?
Yes, I just pushed over 40.
Oh my God,
Kapali had 78% or 76%. It's now down to 60-40.
Let's push
See,
Austin.
See, happening here. The power of this radio station.
Yeah, that's right.
We have that power. There's nothing illegal about us pushing Bechtold here.
Not at all.
Get past Kabali. Go to Joey Bag
you know
of Donuts
happen.
And
You're
get him
get
in there.
Kabali's going to call Pat McAfee.
Be like, hey, Pat, look at this poll. And then it's just,
hey,
whoosh.
Pat, just give me a little like here.
2,000 votes later, Kabali up 80%.
Yeah. Bob, your friend Rich Walsh is mired in just a first round just a slog with Chris Carter from the Post Gazette, who's probably studied film of Richie.
What is a slog?
It's 51-49% right now.
Rich is winning?
No, he's losing by 2%.
He'll come back in that one. I have a good feeling about that. That's a tough matchup, though, for both.
That's what an 8-9 is, right? It's tough for everybody. You're up 87% over Ashley Liotis, who I think... is outstanding.
And I really appreciate what she does. She's a hard worker.
You're a very gracious winner, Bob. Everybody's saying you're the favorite to win the whole thing.
Whatever that means.
It means you're the most likable man who's also very good at what he does. You've already basically won your first round matchup, and you're looking at probably Doran Dickerson in the second round. How do you feel?
Well, my only comment to that is I'm glad it's here and not on a field somewhere, because I would have no chance if it was out there.
Bob, you have a clear path to the Final Four. Who are you kidding? And I'm going to lose. Man, do I want a piece of Crowley in this thing.
That would be fun.
I'm not going to get it, though.
Yeah. Two guys going at it, taking your shots on your own shows, dealing them back and forth.
Boy, would that be fun. All right. I guess I'm distracting myself from the Pirates.
You
again.
Really are.
Listen.
We've gotten 30 minutes.
Did you say that now Harrington isn't?
Yeah, who's going to be at Maginski?
Starting in the rotation?
It's going to be Carmen Maginski, probably.
Why not Thomas
what
Harrington?
What are we doing here? Well, why not one of the young pitchers?
Yeah, that's something that I heard yesterday as well, that it seemed very unclear about the waters for Harrington, so Noah confirming that now is not really surprising for me, but unfortunate.
So what are we down to here as far as roster spots? May we go through the roster or the lineup momentarily here, Limits? Because I got very confused this morning figuring out how many cuts are left, who's going to start where. I'm getting the impression that we have a Triolo, Andy Rodriguez, and who situation at first base.
Well, I'll throw this one out here. So yesterday in the spring training game, Adam Frazier played some first base and Jared Triolo played some center field.
Yeah, I said that at the beginning.
So, I'm just sorry, speechless.
I don't want to see, all due respect to Adam Frazier, I just do not want to see him play a regular spot. If that's what this has come to, I mean, it's going backwards.
They had a kid in spring training, and again, it's spring training, I get it, hit 360 and led the team in homers and
Gorski.
RBIs. Would it kill them to give Matt Gorski 2 weeks?
They should.
Why not give him a shot? What are we holding back here?
Adam Frazier, I guess we're holding back. And he hit 176 in the spring. But that's really not the point. He about hit that last year, too. All right. So I still don't have an answer to that question. I'm not blaming you. I just don't know what's going on here. Who's going to play first base on opening day?
It's either going to be Andy Rodriguez or Jared Triolo. And right now I would... So
are they
Rodriguez
going against
is playing
the righty?
Today. Yes, they're going against
So Andy's
Alcantara.
A switch hitter.
So it'll be Andy, more than likely.
Just going to throw him out there. How much first base has he played in his entire baseball life?
He's played some in the minors. But, I mean, they went into this spring saying he's a catcher. He's going to be a catcher. And I wanted them to move Henry Davis.
He's the backup catcher.
And he's a good catcher. That's why I wanted them to move Henry Davis to first base.
Yeah.
Now it's we'll play Andy over there.
I've said that, too, at the beginning. I said, we're talking about Henry Davis. Why not give him a shot
at
least?
He's the story of spring training. I'm sorry. This is like your number one overall pick at quarterback, still the backup or third string.
Yeah.
They're basically verifying at this point that this guy is this close to being declared a bust. He's their Joey Bart.
But they're not
from
the giving
Giants.
It a shot. And you can tell me all you want. Oh, well, every time he comes up, you don't give him enough shot. This team, for all intents and purposes, is not going to do much this year. And if they are, maybe he could be part of it. You don't know until you roll him out there. He's going to go to AAA and he'll probably hit well. And people were saying, when's he going to get called up? And the answer will be only if there's an injury, apparently.
He's already done well at AAA. He's Mickey Mantle at AAA. He's Brian Bixler
in
the majors.
And there is a clear-cut opening right now because of the injury to Spencer Horwitz at first base.
Yes.
Give him a shot.
I know.
And if not him, Gorski.
Second base, Gonzalez every day or one of their 11 utility men involved in this as well? Reynolds at second. What are they going to do?
It'll be Gonzalez at second base.
Okay. Confidence level there,
yeah,
gentlemen?
Pretty high.
Well, he's a seventh pick overall?
Why pretty high?
Oh, I thought you meant pretty high that he will be the guy.
No, pretty high. Confidence level in him doing the job.
Like a six?
Out of 10?
I think he's a decent player.
He is a decent player.
He needs to hit for more power.
But on a team that lacks power, they need power somewhere. He doesn't provide that.
I need better than decent for the seventh overall pick in the draft. He needs to become a high-impact hitter. I like what he did in the clutch last year. His numbers overall were somewhat pedestrian. I don't believe he had a great spring. Again, not that I care that much, but apparently a lot of people do. He needs to be a way better hitter, period.
Yeah, you could say that about just about everyone. Brian Hayes is probably the number one man on that list. He has to be a better hitter. He has to be someone who's going to come up with, run driving in potential.
Let's move there. Let's go right over to third. We'll come back to short. Obviously, Key Brian Hayes is the everyday third baseman, except when he's injured, which is every day. So what happens with him?
If he can stay healthy and his two-handed swing works out for him, I mean, then I'm optimistic he can hit like 10 home runs.
Bob, he's
and drive
been swinging
in 50.
One-handed this year or his whole career. Yeah. Now he's a two-handed swinger. Horowitz, so you have a one-armed first baseman and a one-armed third baseman, or now he's two arms?
I wonder how long before Spencer Horowitz shows up here. He hasn't really had much of a spring training, and of course he's going to need some time.
Confidence level in Key Brian Hayes, Bob, doing the job
at
third?
It's a 5 out of 10.
Yeah, for me it's a 3 out of 10. Has Todd Tomczyk or anybody else come out and identified the problem and said how they fixed it with his back?
Not entirely. I mean, I'll try to get clarification on that, but I don't think so.
It was sort of a rhetorical question. I think the answer is no. 3 or 4 out of 10. You know, yeah. His defense suffered last year too. Now to shortstop, where their shortstop isn't really a shortstop. Isaiah Kiner-Falefa. He had an outlier first half offensively in the American League, and then what's the phrase when you go back to the mean? How do you phrase that, Limits?
The Mendoza line?
Yeah, I don't know. It's something back to the mean. He went back to how he always is, Bob.
Zeitgeist.
The zeitgeist.
And he became a very mediocre hitter, and I expect that to move forward, and I also expect him not to be that great defensively. Other than that, he'll get MVP votes.
Yeah, you expect O'Neill Cruz to become maybe a 30-30 guy. And Reynolds has hit his share. But where else Joey Bart, can he hit the way he has on a consistent basis? I hope so. Because there's no other spot really that gives you that kind of production.
Regress.
Unless Horowitz.
Regress to the mean. That's what he did. I'm sorry, Bob. Go ahead.
It's okay. No, I'm just saying. In a game that the long ball makes a big difference, you get one swing, two guys on, a three-run home run, Earl Weaver's best friend.
Sure.
You change games around.
Yes, and now let me ask
they
you.
They have two new hitting coaches, so we'll see what happens here. I don't, you know, if you want to blame last year on the guy who got fired, fine. Now we'll see what these new guys can do.
I don't. I just don't think these guys can hit all that well. Kiner-Falefa showed absolutely no power here. Or for most of his career, I might add, Bob. So let me ask you guys an honest question. If the infield, first base, I don't even know who the first baseman is. Whoever plays first base with Gonzalez, Kiner-Falefa, and Hayes. Let's say they all stay healthy, or I guess we add Horowitz in the mix at some point. He hit 12 home runs last year. Over, under 32.5 home runs for the entire starting infield.
Over, under, okay, that counts whoever they're paying.
Whoever plays
at first
the
base.
Majority of the games at each position. So surely if they stay healthy, it'll be Hayes, Kiner-Falefa, Gonzalez.
That count Bart? Because if you put Bart in, I'll go over.
No, when I say infield, I'm not including catcher.
Okay. Well, then I'd say probably under.
Yeah, I'm going to say under. Limits?
That's a great line. I'm going to say over by 133.
There are guys who will hit more home runs in half a season than their entire infield will hit the whole season.
Aaron Judge will probably hit 30 by the All-Star break, and they won't have 30 in their entire infield.
All right. So in right field, Brian Reynolds. This is an under-talked-about story. He's gone from center field, where I was told he was a good center fielder, to left field, where I was told he was a good left fielder, now to right field. Maybe he wasn't that good defensively in the first place.
No, he was.
Then why does he keep getting moved?
I guess they're trying to facilitate.
All the numbers show he wasn't very good
but
defensively.
But he was one of the best off-field assist guys in the league last year.
Assists are one thing, yes, but there's a lot to measure.
Well, I know. Maybe it's easier in right field. I'm not sure why the move there. But I don't have a problem with his defense.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
He's not going to win gold gloves, but he's not bad.
He's okay.
He needs to hit home runs.
He'll hit 24. That's what he always does.
Right.
He's a good player. People got mad last year when I said he's not a star, and that was ultimately borne out. He's not a star.
He may be a star on this team, but he's not a star in the league.
Then there's O'Neill Cruz, your everyday center fielder. Does it mean anything at all that he hit 190 in the spring and struck out in half of his at-bats?
If he gives me 30 home runs, I'm taking whatever he gives me in the strikeout department. I don't care.
I do agree with that. It is mildly concerning that he struck out in half of his at-bats, which means if he gets, 550 at-bats, he's going to strike out 225.
It's kind of bad, yeah. I'm more worried about his defense.
Yeah.
I'm not. Like, I think he's going to do really well out there. I see him with his tarantula legs. He can get to a lot of balls, and I just think that's a very good – I think that playing center field will make him a better hitter. I think playing shortstop has more stress to it.
Limits, how many legs does a tarantula have?
Pterodactyl? Whatever word I was trying to, you know what I mean. Those strides.
Yeah. I think they have 8 legs, Bob.
Well, it looks like he does sometimes.
Yeah, it has 8 legs.
Wouldn't that be nice to have 8 legs? How fast would your 40 time be if you had 8 legs?
I mean, you could get there in a hurry.
You could also trip over your own legs and not get there at all.
Do you get scared by tarantulas?
Yes.
I do.
Are you kidding me?
1,000-leggers frighten me.
It's one of the reasons I do the scouting flush of the toilet every morning in case there's a tarantula.
Can you imagine if you look down, you're sitting on the toilet seat, you happen to glance down and you see a tarantula?
How's a tarantula just going to get into your house and climb onto your toilet seat?
Austin, how do you think they get into your house?
Yeah, how do they get into your house?
I don't know.
They submerge in the toilet water and they come up.
That's exactly right. Bob's speaking my language now. That's why when I go down, 6:30 in the morning, I flush before I sit every time. I know it's a waste of water, and I'm ashamed of that, but I don't want anything biting me.
They just crawl through all the water and
I don't know what
the
they
piping?
Do. Limits? There's they been have stories. The,
they
yeah,
are
I'm going to look up tarantula
they
and
have
toilet.
That ability to submerge themselves and then come up when you least suspect it.
What, do they become Aquaman in there? Like, jeez, these tarantulas.
Not only that.
Guess what? Tomorrow morning, you're going to look in your toilet, aren't you?
Look when I get home.
Look at this. Tarantula. Here it is. Tarantula spider sitting on my toilet seat. This guy took a picture of it. I don't know how they do it, Bob. Sometimes they get lost in the shuffle and they wind up on a toilet seat. Here we go. I would love to see
your reaction if you looked actually in there and saw one.
Here we go from the mirror. And here's the headline. Tourist finds horrific tarantula spider hiding in a toilet during nighttime bathroom dash. Traveling through the Philippines at the time, he managed to capture a photo. And here's the thing. That's what I live in fear of, Bob.
Well, that brings up another question.
That's the reason for the scouting flush in the morning.
That story said a nighttime bathroom dash, right?
Yeah.
Normally, I don't know about you, but I don't turn on lights when I go at night.
What?
No, because I know where my toilet is, and I don't want to wake up my wife, so I go.
Limits? Do you have your toilet memorized to the degree Bob does?
You're not gonna
maybe
turn
not
on the
as
lights.
Memorized, but I do turn on, like, sometimes you have, like, a night light in there, right?
If you don't turn on the lights like me, you could have a surprise on your hands. You're going to tell me, don't tell me you flush at 2 in the morning either, just to be cautious. Do you, Joe?
Yeah, I do.
You do?
Yeah, but I also do the scouting flush there. It's like sending, in the wild, wild west, you'd have people, what were they called, Bob? The guy who goes out on horse to see to scout the territory. That's why I do this.
My watchman.
Here we go again. I found a tarantula in my toilet. Another headline.
I mean, you got to go to the Philippines. I don't think you're going to get many here. So you have to worry more about snakes showing up in your toilet.
Oh, my gosh. Snakes. They're in our yard sometimes during the summer.
Oh, my. Sorry. I looked this up. And you made me look it up to try to prove it to you. I don't even really believe it. Now I believe it more.
You're just paranoid.
Giant spider hides under toilet rim, this guy says on Facebook. I'm never using... Let me see what he says here. Oh, my God.
Bob's going to make me look at my toilet when I get home. Like, I'm 8 and looking into my closet to make sure that the boogeyman isn't there.
Oh, my God. He's got a video of this thing, and it's not fake. He says, I'm never using a toilet without checking first again. That's right. And that's smart. That's where they hide, Bob, is under the seat. Oh, my God. Can you imagine what would happen?
No, I don't want to think that. I have enough things I worry about. I don't need that to be on the list.
There's also a squirrel possibility down there.
No, I don't.
Yeah, squirrels?
Yeah, they get caught in the pipes. Squirrel. Yes, they do. And the only escape hatch is up through the toilet. I've seen that happen.
So where do they hide their nuts?
Not a lot of room in that pipe for the squirrel.
Now I'm looking up. Oh, here we go. Live squirrel in our toilet on Reddit.
Would you stop?
Why did you make
Reddit,
me do
stop.
This,
you can
Limits?
Believe anything that is said on Reddit.
No, here's Montana's news leader, the version of KDKA from Montana Television, four animals that can sneak in through your toilet pipes.
What are they?
Thanks a lot for this. Snakes are number one.
Told you snakes. Forget the tarantula. The snake can do more damage.
Oh, God. Rats? Not only can rats break into structures by gnawing, climbing, or jumping, they can also swim through sewers and enter buildings through toilets and broken drain
pipes. That's what I told you. The tarantula has that same ability.
Frogs, I don't worry too much about that, Bob. The frog would be fine. And number four on your list? You guys laughed at me?
Tarantula.
Squirrels, Limits. How do you like that? It says right here.
A squirrel cannot do that.
It says... Right here, a squirrel in the toilet? It's plausible, as one woman discovered after her curious cats alerted her to the situation. While squirrels usually break in through a chimney, they, like snakes, can wind up in the bathroom after entering through ventilation pipes that are uncovered, Bob. This has happened.
Okay. That's fine, but we're not going to talk about it anymore, because now it's leading to people having... potential nightmares, including me, that I don't want to think about this. And you're now planting this in my head.
Tell me you're not going to think about this when you go home tonight, or especially in the morning.
I am not going to be thinking about it when I go to the bathroom at 4 in the morning. I'm not turning on a light. I'm going to trust it.
That might be the biggest news here, is the total darkness pee that you take.
Yeah.
I can't believe you trust your aim.
I mean, you know where it is. It's not like it's...
What, do you have it memorized by the step?
I know where everything is in my house.
Limits?
It's four nights of complete darkness.
Complete darkness in there, huh, Bob?
Limits, Bob makes this sound like it's common. Can we throw that out to the texters? I don't think that's common at all.
Turn on a big light. If my wife is asleep, I am not going to mess her up by throwing on lights.
No, I definitely respect the politeness involved here. It's just the aim and the potential... for bad things
to
happen.
Well, Crowley's big thing that he had a couple of months ago that he made a big deal of is, do you sit down when you're in the bathroom and it's late and you don't want to wake anybody up?
That's also a strategy.
Funny you should ask that question.
I've used that from time to time because, I mean, it also makes for less spraying. So, yeah, it takes care of all that.
It's very funny he asked that because on my way to a volleyball tournament for my daughter yesterday in Ohio, I was in desperate straits and had to pull over. That a certain fast food establishment that I thanked God was there. And there was somebody in there. There was one stall. And it was a large man who put his coat on the hanger on the door. I could see the coat under the door. Bob, when you have that situation, you know somebody's serious when they hang the coat on the door. So I had to wait for this guy. And then when I got in there, it was like, I'm not sitting where he sat. So I did the standing eight count, where it's sort of a stand and squat situation.
He had more blowouts than the 24 Yukon Huskies.
That could be potentially terrible. Down your leg, all over the seat.
No, it's actually the more natural way to do it. That's the way they did it for centuries, Bob. So if I gave you that choice, you're sitting where that guy sat like 2 seconds ago? I'm not.
No, I'm not doing that. Why are we still talking about this?
Did you like the 24 UConn Huskies comment, Joe?
Yes, I did. I don't know why we're. How did we get into this in the first place? Why
tarantulas?
Why did that come up?
I don't know.
Because I mentioned O'Neal Cruz and his ability to run and get stuff done, and it turned into tarantulas and pterodactyls and everything else.
He's going to go down in baseball history as old tarantula legs, according to Bob. Pterodactyls.
Whatever.
That's a dinosaur, Bob.
Whatever it is, you know, somebody who has the ability to cover a lot of ground with legs that don't, you know,
a gazelle.
Pterodactyl. That's arms.
Are
I
we
think,
due for a break or an update? Is something coming up here soon?
Limits, I don't know where that went.
Three. Oh, since when have you paid attention to the clock? There we go.
Okay, so confidence level. Here's the question with O'Neal Cruz, and I think it's a very fair one. Does he make the leap from a player who entices you with his talent to star? Confidence level in that, 1 to 10.
I'm at a 6, 6.5, approaching a 7. I'm actually starting to buy into it, but even though I worry about the defense, I think the bat is improving to where
Bob?
I want it to be.
I would say 7 or 8. I'm pretty optimistic that it's time for him.
I mean, if he becomes a star, then some of your problems are solved here. I'm not confident in it. I still see
I think Ellie
major
De La Cruz
holes
has
in the
achieved
swing.
That, right? Ellie De La Cruz last year became one of those guys on your radar for stardom.
Yeah.
And I think O'Neal can do the same.
All right, then we have left field, which is the last one we'll look at here. I guess it's Sawinski and Pham in a platoon?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
3, 2.5. Not very confident in that.
Bob, the
if
Sawinski
you, if you
want to
be optimistic.
I do.
I do, too. And I'll choose to do that just for this. I hope Jack Sawinski can turn into what he was a few years ago, minus the strikeouts. In other words, 26 to 30 home runs, 250 average even, and just put the ball in play.
26 to 30 home runs?
Didn't he hit 26?
He did a couple of years ago, but he's regressed.
I'm saying if he could recapture that and he'd put the ball in play and hit 250, I'll take that. Again, I'm big on the home runs right now. I think you got to have power on teams, and they don't have enough of it. So
I'm at a one with this. This is
one?
Yeah. Wow. That duo will be productive and good. One. I just think, I don't know what they're doing, honestly. You'll probably see Jared Triolo out in left field before long.
If he's in center field, probably.
All right. Let's look at the rotation and maybe some win predictions next.
Oh, we have advice from one of my neighbors,
yeah.
Janet, who says,
please, Janet.
There's a light you can hang from your toilet seat. Amazon sells it. She has one. So in other words.
A toilet light. Yeah.
How about that?
I like that. Does Janet have any extras? Bob?
You go to Amazon. They have everything.
Limits, any reaction from the texters on rodents and such things popping out of our toilets?
Somebody said the squirrel in the toilet looking for nuts is a fascinating thought to see. Somebody else said squirrels can be mean. I was attacked by one and it tore me up.
That's my Aunt Viv got attacked by a squirrel. Sometimes they go insane. That's the thing.
This texter also says that rats can eat through mortar.
Oh, God.
Really?
Mortar?
Rats can eat through mortar?
Did I know that?
No, there's an easier way to get into your house. You don't have to eat the mortar.
Sometimes they take the path of most destruction.
Maybe they do.
All right. And then at the top of the hour, are we talking to the Noah Constrictor about all this at some point? Or somebody?
We can. I can reach out to the Noah Constrictor.
Okay. I'm a little confused on some of what the Pirates are doing here. Well, a lot of it. Do they have a closer? The bullpen is going to be gigantic for this team.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.